Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CBS and Jason Lockenfor with their updated quarterback rankings that always causes a fight on the fan text, on Twitter, and maybe between co-hosts. It's Sean and RJ. Happy Friday to y'all here on DFW Sports Station. Zero is in for Troy as we get you closer to the weekend. Tier 1 QBs from Jason LaCanfora, one of our Radio.com insiders. Bona fide franchise guys. Last year, I like that he puts last year here. Last year, he had Mahomes, Lamar, Russ, Watson, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Wentz, Roethlisberger. My Lord, there's some misses on there. Wentz was, at least last year, a disastrous call. Roethlisberger ended up looking bad. Drew Brees ends up looking bad. And, you know, how do you want to define franchise guy? Do you want to say, like, a stud, an outright stud, or someone that's going to lead your team for 5 or 10 years? Because, obviously, you know, Tom Brady doesn't belong on that list, depending on whether you want to define it by length or just if they are an outright stud. So, bona fide franchise quarterbacks, that was last year.
Let me tell you something. Ben Roethlisberger hasn't been a bona fide franchise quarterback this decade. He hasn't been a bona fide franchise quarterback since, like, 2017.
Yeah, a short decade.
Yeah, it is. I know. It sounded cooler in my head when I said that. Like, this is going to be, like, a real hot take. That's like, oh,
that
crap,
was a hot
it's
take.
1 year. It's been, like, 2017, okay? It's been a while since Ben's been a bona fide franchise guy.
Look, in 2018, he threw for 34 touchdowns. Now, I know that's a counting number, but 34 and 16 while completing 67% of his passes. I'm trying to see what the QBR, any other of these other stats are, but that was 2018, but heck, that's a while back. This guy, all he does, the QBR that season was a 69.6.
That's not bad. That's not bad. 69.6, that's not bad. So for reference point this year, Justin Herbert was a 69.7. Okay. That's not bad.
All right, so I like that he gave the rankings to put himself out there, and you can keep that in mind when criticizing or picking apart this year. Bona fide franchise QBs. Mahomes, Lamar, Brady, Wilson, Rodgers, Josh Allen, Watson, Herbert. Justin Herbert was thrown into the tier one mix over a guy like Dak Prescott from CBSSports.com. The anointing continues.
Look, I think we sometimes get a little quick with these guys. Like, can we take a step back here on Justin Herbert? Like, I love him. I think he's really good. I think he's going to be fantastic. And I think he was clearly the best quarterback in that draft last year. Can we give him a minute? It's been 1 year. Like, literally 1 year. And now he's got a new coach coming in. Can we give him just a sec? before we put him with a bona fide franchise guy.
These guys making these lists also have to give like a unique or hot take somewhere in here, right? If you just put your bona fide franchise guys as Mahomes, Russ, Rodgers, that's Watson. That's boring. Like, you know, you need a reason for someone to say, "Whoa, do you agree with this?" Whoa, you got to create a hot take in there, and that's what this is. Justin Herbert up there in tier one already.
That's fine. Then if you want a hot take, then put Ryan Tannehill in the bona fide franchise guy, because over the last 2 years, there's been maybe three quarterbacks that have been better than him. Both, when you combine both seasons, there's Mahomes has been more consistent both years. Lamar has been better both years for the most part. It's very few. Rodgers, you can't say Rodgers was better both years. Last year, for sure. Actually, no, you might be able to say Rodgers. You can't say it with Brady. Maybe Deshaun. It's not a lot. We're talking about a guy who, over the last 2 years, has been in the top five in both QBR and adjusted net yards per attempt. The guy's been a stud. So if you want to make a hot take, throw Ryan Tannehill's name in there instead of Justin Herbert's.
Tier two is top pros and proven winners.
I like that last second year, line. That second line's interesting.
Why?
Proven winners? Because they got a lot of losers on that list.
Last year in this category, Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, and Matt Stafford. Now, my hot take for this year is that Stafford is going to be a stud. That's my hot quarterback.
It's very possible. I don't think that's a hot take. He's a good player. He's a good quarterback. It's just, you know, how much was he worth two first-round picks as an upgrade?
My hot takes are Matt Stafford will show that he's equal to Dak, and Carson Wentz will rise from the dead. Those are my two hot quarterback takes. Winners last year. This year, Jason Lightcomfort, CBS, put Matt Ryan, Tannehill, Dak, Baker and Stafford into this category.
Let's see. I'm looking for proven winner on there, and I don't really see one. I mean, Ryan's been to a couple of conference title games and a Super Bowl. Stafford doesn't have a playoff win. Tannehill's got like two. Dak's got what, one? It's Baker got one. Okay. I mean, they've proven that they can win a game.
I think these categories are stupid. I think they're really dumb with the naming of these categories and the headlines. Here's what he wrote about Dak. Dak may have already made the leap to tier one, had the injury not wiped out last year, but I also worry about that offensive line and run game, and I'm not ready to anoint anything pertaining to the 2021 Dallas Cowboys just yet. Tier three. Rising stars. Last year, before the season, he put Kyler and Garoppolo. The Garoppolo one looks like a huge miss. This year, Kyler, Burrow, and Lawrence for the rising stars, tier three QBs.
Okay. I could see Kyler and Burrow and Trevor Lawrence as the rising stars. I could see that. I mean, obviously, Lawrence is going to be a rising star. Obviously, Burrow is too. Kyler, we're getting to the point where him and Coach Bro I don't know what this may be his last stand for Coach Bro, might be, right? As Dalton Miller said yesterday, he failed up, he did, he failed up to the NFL.
All right, so I think that was his easiest category that made the most sense with the rankings so far. Tier four, you can win with them. Last year, he put Derek Carr, Tannehill, Baker, Cousins, Josh Allen, Bridgewater, Rivers, Tyrod, and Goff. This year, he has cut that down. You can win with them. Cousins, Carr, Fitzpatrick, and Carson Wentz. So Wentz goes from elite franchise to you can win with them after one season.
I don't know the Fitzpatrick thing here. I mean, we have not seen him put a full season together. I mean, he has these spurts, but we haven't seen them put a full season together. To me, Cousins is fair. If you wanted to have, I mean, I think there needs to be a category between you can win with them and top pros, because you know, I think Cousins and Carr would be in that category between the you can win with them and top pros. I don't know about Wentz. You know, this is gonna be an interesting situation because he's in a good situation in Indy. It's a really good team. It's a really good. We'll find out real quick. We'll find out more about Carson Wentz this year.
We'll find out.
We'll find out more about Carson Wentz this year than a lot of quarterbacks because he's surrounded by really, really good players.
Yeah. Tier 5 QB from CBS. Guys, veterans, and placeholders. This year, Garoppolo, Goff, Jameis, and Bridgewater. Guys, veterans, and placeholders. Jimmy G, Goff, Winston, and Bridgewater, and then his category, final one, good luck. I think that's kind of like kicking them to the curb.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, who was a franchise guy last year on his list, Daniel Jones, Darnold, and Andy Dalton. Tier 7, the jury is out. Zach Wilson, Tua, Mac Jones, and Jalen Hurts. Tier ranking, and Jason Lacanfora.
All right, here we go. Autoflex Leasing fan text. If Deshaun and Herbert and Allen are in the top tier, then Dak has to be. Herbert was a 31-10 guy last season, only played 15 games. Dak's never thrown for 31 in a season. Kirk Cousins has averaged that over the last three seasons. Stafford over all of those guys. What has Dak won? Goff has never had a losing season, but he can't even get into the you can win with him category. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Fitzpatrick play a full season with the Jets when he had, you know, Decker and Marshall? Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was, like, not yesterday. Carr is not a Tier 4 QB. The first half of last season, he played like an MVP. Remember how putrid Dak was before Cooper got here? Yeah, in year two. Like, that's the thing. You know, some of these, like, we go way too quick with these rankings of some of these players. Like, Dak hasn't even reached his prime yet. Allen hasn't even reached his prime yet. Herbert hasn't even reached the speed bump. Like, the league hasn't even adjusted to them, right?
Yeah. Like, Josh Allen right now is like, he's in the category of what Wentz was during his MVP season. Derek Carr had that type of hype when he could have won the MVP with the Raiders. So it goes quick. It'll change on you real, real quick. But Carson Wentz had, like, this type of Josh Allen hype. That's why Philadelphia gave him the deal. And Jared Goff had this type of hype. That Rams offense was the Warriors. That I put that Rams offense in a top 10 easily. I'm trying to get him into my top 5 most entertaining offenses ever. And then the bottom falls out.
Yeah.
So the narratives change quick because of the impatience of the league and the rest of us.
No, it does. It does. And, you know, Goff's got his problems. I mean, he doesn't throw well when he's not able to step into a throw. He just does. You know, if you pressure him from the middle, like over center, he's screwed. And I wonder how Stafford deals with that. Although he should be used to not having a great offensive line. They haven't had a great offensive line in Detroit. By the way, you see, it's so Detroit. They draft Penei Sewell, and he gets COVID.
Yeah.
He's going to miss rookie camp.
Right?
Yeah.
And look, and I believe in Stafford's tools. I can't defend Stafford not having a few more wins there. Like, I just can't. I can't do it. Now, I know you're in the same division with the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, but the amount of losing that Matt Stafford has done, and I know, you know, we don't tie wins and losses directly to the quarterback or one individual in sports, but they've done too much losing in order for me to, like, truly go crazy in defending him. Like, that's hard to do with the records. They've been a no factor except, I think, one playoff game against the Cowboys,
yeah,
in which the Cowboys won in Arlington. But Matt Stafford has lost way too much.
And
some weapons.
Yes. Now, in Stafford's defense, a couple years ago, you know, they were like, what, 3-1? And he got hurt and kind of the bottom fell out. So they've had their chances. This year's not going to be it. But more often than not, if you're a great quarterback, you're going to lift your team to the playoffs you know, more often than not. And Stafford didn't do that. Now, that may be because the Lions are just such a bad team that not even a really good quarterback can overcome that. And that's possible. That is possible. It may not be likely, but it's possible. I think they're going to be good. I mean, the Rams are going to be good. The Rams are going to win 11 games this year. They wake up and win 11 games.
Yeah. I think the Rams are going to be great. I think it's definitely an improvement. He's going to elevate them offensively over Jared Goff. But come on now. Stafford was in Detroit for 12 seasons. And just going backwards, 5-11, 3-12, 6-10, two straight years of 9-7, 7-9. They had an 11-5, 7-9, 4-12. So they had some 9-7s in there and won 11-5. But there you go. The QB tier rankings from CBS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.